Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 133. Today is Saturday, September 8th, 2018. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me is my co-host, Stone. I had to think about that. Hello. Sorry. I'm like, which way am I? Left, right, up, down. Hey, Stone. How are you? Have you muted yourself?
I think you're still on mute there, man.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just still muted, and I'm not muted now, but nice. I need to go look at the contest stuff because it's okay. Doing a job. There's going to be a job that runs, but then right now there's nobody that shows up. It's okay. This is okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
But the contest is Rogue Slayer, right. Hi.
Hey, Rogue Slayer's here, everybody. So say hi to Rogue Slayer, and we'll have a little chat with her while Stone's doing stuff. So how you been, Rogue Slayer? I know you've been busy, which is very exciting, and I can't wait to hear the many stories I think that you're going to tell us very shortly. Some of them will be really good. Some may not be. So I'm keen to hear the story. So since the last time we had you on, I know that you've been busy working on lots of different tunes. So what have you been up to? So tell us all the things.
Well, in general, I was working my greens, still loving those greens. And as you know, I did get up to one tick of verdant sand, up to 110, like the week after the expansion. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even purchased the expansion because I was like, why should I? I'd never get my tunes up there. I can wait a while, wait till they fix whatever needs to be fixed. But I did. I got a tune to 110, and I don't care that I missed the expansion deadline. I got it to 110.
It's amazing. Amazing.
It's still a hard thing to do. So,
yeah. You
know, it's grats. Like, that's really good.
Yeah. So then I had a little crisis dilemma. Okay. Do I get the expansion? I just try to get my other tunes up? What do I do? And then you guys went and announced a green challenge with the new races. So I'm like, oh, come on. Decision made. So
sorry.
Shucked out the dollars. And I had to do it on both accounts. I have one account that I do my challenge tunes on, another account that I have, like, my regular ones on. Voltandra et al. So I ended up doing them both because, you know, first it was like, well, I'll just do the one and I'll just try to level up my 110 green. And that was going really well until I was following. I was in Suramar because I'd kind of already jumped through my other things. I was like, I'm just going to go, you know, continue in Suramar and see what I can do. And I was following a little Nightborn guy who was like, come with me. We'll go do this thing and follow the water. And so I followed the water and I fell off this giant, the hole into the Falinar tunnel things. And apparently there's a little lake there you can fall into. I didn't hit it. And I didn't hit my shield in time, and so Vertigory went splat at 111. So that gave me more time to work with Voltandra, one of my regular tunes, on getting at least one new class unlocked. She did. She got in there. I finished the insurrection, which I had been avoiding doing insurrection. For a year or something, because you have to go on the freaking raid, And I'm like, no, no, I play by myself. I don't do these things. No. But I read all over the WoW head and everything. And they were like, oh, go ahead. It's easy. Yeah, just jump in. So I did. I jumped in and I just blindly followed everyone. They went, kill. Stop. Okay. Kill. And I did it. And I got Insurrection. So that was awesome. And then I was also thinking, hey, maybe I can get Pathfinder while I'm, you know, doing all this stuff. But I can't for the life of me figure out how to finish my class order hall. I think there might be some more dungeons involved. I've moved on. the Flight Master's Whistle at 110, I'm down with that. That made it fine enough, so I moved on. But I did keep working with Voltana, because she was the furthest along of my regular tunes and could do all the stuffs. And I got her exalted on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday night that they had that late night issues? They had those issues with the servers. So it was at night our time.
Thursday night for me.
Yeah, I think it might have been Wednesday night, actually. Well, anyway, I've only had like 2 days, 2.5 days to play my Nightborn, because I finally, you know, got the Nightborn. But I'll do that during our current week things. Yeah. Other than that, I have been bouncing back and forth and doing, like, I have Vertiglory, my little dwarf pally green. Yes. I have her out at the Isle of Kel'Thalas doing those dailies, because she's like 82 or something now. And I find that you can do them for longer now with the scaling. So I still have her out there. So I go out, I do those, I do some dailies on my pacifists, and you know, then I come back and forth. Since I had this problem with Verdant Sand plunging to her death and leaving the mortal coils of Azeroth, I'm really trying to take Vertiglory slow. I'm like really just working these zones as long as I can before I go to a next zone, so I don't find myself in a situation where I've already quested out all the other areas in Broken Isles before I have to go into Suramar. So there's that.
Are you doing the same path that for Vertiglory as you did for Verdant Sand?
No, because I'm trying to remember if Verdant Sand was after the scaling and everything, wasn't she? I think with Verdant Sand, because of the scaling, I was like, well, there's no sense hanging around. I'll just go up to these higher zones so I can get better gear. Because I find that you get better gear drops, you know, sometimes in the higher ones. So then by the time I got up there, I would have maxed out and I was just going through things as fast as I could. So I think with Vertiglory, I'm going to hang back and stay in the lower areas as long as I can, especially like as you're changing, you know, the level 60 change, I won't quite go to Outland, you know, for as long as I can. Like right now, Vertiglory is, like I say, 82, I think. And I still have her on Kel'Thalas. I haven't moved her over to Pandaria or you know, any Cata zones or anything like that. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm doing slow, steady. And seeing how that goes.
I am so sorry you lost Verdant Sand, and I understand the dying, falling. I think we all, you know, commiserate so much with you on that. So,
and I just wasn't prepared. I mean, if I had taken the time to look, I would have seen this was a big cliff instead of just listening to the mellow little Nightborn, like, oh, follow me, follow the water. I was like, okay.
Blindly following, awesome. Exactly.
Won't do that anymore.
But well done for you for getting your Insurrection done, because I know that was, you know, it's a big thing. It is a big thing to go and pug and go into a, you know, LFR, and that's always an interesting experience. No matter what you do. So kudos to you, because that's amazing. But congratulations. So very, very proud of you. So we know that you're very much focused. You seem to be very focused at the moment on a particular challenge. So is...
Yes. Yes, right now.
What is the thing about...
Yes, right now I've been doing green. Because I got one to 110. I'm getting some positive feedback here, but you know, for my positive reinforcement. So I go and I do some of my other tune stuff, but you know, I'm pushing the green, so I want to try to get a green up, and I'm sticking to the pallies. Although, I'll tell you this part later. I'll just say I'm okay. Focusing on the pallies, except for my new Nightborn that I got because I did the quests. Yes. She's a warrior because there's no pallies allowed for Nightborn.
Right.
Yeah, so I was like, oh man, I was like, warrior, that's like the tankiest of them. I'll do a warrior. So
what spec are you doing on the warrior?
Protection.
Okay, nice.
Is that the right thing? And
yep.
I really like Prot on warrior. So.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just got, you know, she's got all the stuff, and so it's groovy.
Yeah.
So those are so I'm doing the greens, and right now it's my Nightborn. Although now that the contest is over, results to be found later. I'll probably be spreading out a little bit more, but I'll keep her going. You know, till we get up to higher levels.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, we're glad that you're having fun with it. I mean, the greens certainly do. Open up the challenge, you know, so much more. And like you said, the fact that you got to 110 on Verdant Sand is did you do it?
And she was my first green. I didn't kill any greens until she hit one. It was up to 111.
Yes. Yeah. Did you do a slash plate on Verdant Sand to see?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. So then, what are your goals that you're working towards with your challenge tunes now that, well, obviously the new expansion's here, you know, or our wish list, our bucket list, and all of those things, our goals change. So what's yours for this expansion with your challenge tunes?
Well, they're definitely higher than they used to be. I used to have, you know, my goals like before BFA were to get an iron to, I think, 80, you know.
Yeah.
So my goal is to get a green to 120. Gosh darn it. And then I'm going to get an iron up to 120. You know, that's my goal.
Absolutely. Oh, well, I mean, as you can see, it's been something you've been achieving. So it's very realistic. What have we had? BFA's been out. A month, not a month, nearly a month.
A few weeks.
Yeah, it's been about a month.
Yeah, I've had it a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And in the past, I got an iron up to, I think, 95 before I had an unfortunate incident where I was out in the Eternal Veil, the Veil of Eternal Blossoms, whatever the heck it's called anymore. And she was coming in for a landing on one of those towers to do the daily of shooting, you know, pouring hot oil down. And I landed and I dismounted before I was actually fully landed. And I actually ran right off the edge of the tower. Splat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm much more careful with things like that. except unless I'm following an NPC. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Falling is a very real thing. Absolutely. Okay. So what advice, Rogue Slayer, do you give to anyone who wants to try any of the challenge stones?
So this relates to what I was saying earlier of my new approach with Verta Glory. I'm really trying to suck everything I can out of zones before I move on to another zone. Just get everything out. But at the same time, not hesitating to skip a quest. If a thought even pops into my mind, should I do this quest? No, just don't do it, because there's no reason anymore to do these quests, because it really the scaling opens up so many more zones. You know, you'd other than the 1 to 20 zones, you know, you just don't outgrow them until you get to the hard cap where you have to switch over from at 60 and 80 and such. But even those, I'm finding that I can push them further than I did before. So I definitely just to say, you know, don't be in a rush to get to a higher zone, because at most levels, it doesn't make that big a difference. At most levels within the section, I have found. If you're in a hurry, sure, go run. But for me, I want to stay alive and I want to achieve my goal and I want to get there. So my goal is to get there, not get there fast. If you want to get there fast, go talk to Fair or somebody else who's just like, woo, and they're the experts at going fast and staying alive. That's not me. Clearly, I've not achieved that particular skill yet.
It's okay. I'm never going to win a speed contest ever. So, you know, that's fine with me. I totally think sometimes you've just got to let it, you know, you do have to just play at your own speed. I mean, for some people, their speed is, you know, and that's fine. But for mine, it's like blood, blood, blood. Yep. Like, oh, shiny. Blood, blood, blood. Oh, shiny. And then I go, oh, and another shiny, and another shiny. So off I go over here. And then I was like, well, hang on, back, log out, got to go to bed. Like, okay. So, no, that's good. Yep. So how's your week been then? Obviously, there's been some ups and downs.
There have been some ups and downs. So I had lost one of my pacifists. It was the one I lost her over accidentally in winter grasp. I had tried to fly over and I got dismounted. And then I was like, hey, well, here, I'll just mine this ore. And then I ended up again running away in for my life and jumping off a cliff and hoping I hit the water and not hitting the water. You'd think I'd learn. Don't jump off cliffs into water. So I did open up I think I lost another one at some point. But anyway, I had a new pacifist called Pax in Plate. Yeah. So I was like, paladins. I'll do a paladin for a pacifist. Why not? She's well armored. She can take it. So she was doing okay. She was up to 22. Mm-hmm. And this week I had gone to the Dark Moon Fair. Yes. And so then I came back and I had forgotten to set my hearthstone to Darnassus, where I like to do the dailies. So yeah. I went riding through storm wind and down to the docks. And I went down to the Darnassus dock and the ship came and I jumped on the ship and I got to and like, oh, discovered. What the heck is it? I discovered Borealis. What? What is this? This is the Darnassus boat. What are you doing to me? So I was like, well, okay, let's see what's here. It looks like a city, so I should be okay.
Oh my goodness.
I'm riding around Borealis, seeing the sights. I had a great time, you know, explored a little bit. I picked up a couple of flight points, you know, and then I was like, well, let's go back and get that one flight point that's way down out by the water. So I'm riding, like, huh, how do I get there? There's like these docks that wind around. I've never been there with any of my tunes. I've taken Voltandra out to the troll area, whatever they're called now. But I hadn't been out to Borealis yet, so I didn't know anything about it. And I didn't know that if you jump off these docks onto those docks and then run down the boards and then go down to these docks and you run past this kind of dark-looking tavern, it's dark-looking because there are scrimshaw racketeers hanging out in there. Yeah. And they don't care if you come near them. You just run by on their dock and they're like, hey, you, get off my dock! And then they go, boom! So... she's dead.
Wow.
So I think going forward, I'm going to, well, first of all, I'm going to pay attention to what boat I'm getting on. I still haven't quite figured that one out. If I get on the wrong boat, I'll just stay on for the return trip, you know? And I'm going to stick with druids. Right now I have, my other pacifist is a rogue, which is nice. But I had one that was a druid, the one that I killed off in Wintergrasp. But you know, she was doing really well. She was really high up there, and I really loved that, being able to fly in and get the herbs and fly out, you know, kind of thing. So I think the next one is going to be a druid. So it was just this week that I did on Voltandra. I did Variety as the Spice of Life, which is the 100 Broken Isles world quest, because I was doing all these world quests while I was trying to get her exalted with the Nightborn, and I'm closer to getting her exalted with the High Mountain Tauren as well. I think she's just into Revered, or maybe like just off of Revered. So I've been going through and doing all those quests. I've been doing the Broken Shore quests and all that stuff. But then I got her exalted, and then I got my Nightborn. So I was like, okay. So then she had to go do all the Nightborn quests to do, you know, we'll introduce this one to that one and go have some dinner and, you know, fight. And I was like, yes, okay. I can get my Nightborn. I haven't done any research on this, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm going to have a new area to, like, you know, play around in. And it was basically like, okay, spoiler alert. If you want to hold off on knowing what happens when you start a Nightborn, just cut out for like a minute. Okay, so I get in there, I get my new tune, I'm in this new area. Oh, look, I'm in Suramar. This is awesome. They must have like a little, you know, warrior nursery that I'm going to be playing around in. It's like, oh, great. Hey, thanks for helping us. Head on over to Orgrimmar. There's a portal.
Yep.
So basically, I have one different racial characteristic, you know, one spell, and she looks a little tiny bit different from a night elf. She's kind of bluish, you know. but I did it, and the big point is that I was able to get one on the boards for the contest. Nice. And so now I have not missed a single contest. I'm on there. So that's what I was doing this week. I was doing pretty well, but I had a movie date today with Julie, so I only played in the morning, and I just said, well, that's as far as I'm getting. Yeah. And I was up to fifth. I think I've been passed, but I'm in the top 10. Anyway.
Well done.
Yeah. Good. So that's been my week. It was basically working, all excited to get this new area, and I got a little pat in the head and went to Orgrimmar and did my quest.
Pretty much. It is a bit like that. I know wasn't me with one of mine. I think one of the boys had decided to venture past with the Nightborn. They're like, oh, we're going to go out here. And we're like, hey, Deb. Oh. Like,
whoops.
Well, what did you expect? Surma, you're 20. You walked into 120, whatever it was, 110. The mob's like, what were you thinking, boys? What were you thinking?
Are any of the new races actually have new starting zones?
No. You basically create your character at level 20, go level in current content.
Go high, and then they go through this portal.
Oh, my God. And rip off! Oh, well, I did take Voltandra through the new, whatever they are, troll area. I haven't gotten her out of the main city yet, but she has her. She picked her totem and did all that stuff.
Nice.
Still looks confused. You do various quests, and you have to pick if you want the birdie or you want the, I don't know what it was. The other one was because I picked the birdie.
Nice. Birdie's always good.
Yeah.
Well done.
Sorry. Is that for all Horde characters?
Well, I've only played the one, so I don't know.
Or is it class-based? Because I don't really remember that.
Related. It seemed to be just part of that zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Well, you've been very busy, which is good. And again, commiserations on your verdant sand.
I'm really happy I made it past 110. So that was awesome. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of meditation lately, so I think it's helping me. Because it was just like, okay, I'll start a new one now.
Nice. See? And again, people, this is the amazing strength of what a person can do is when they lose a character, turn around, and go again. So Rogue Slayer, inspiring. Absolutely. Meditation might be a really good thing. I know somebody else might
need what are you talking that. About?
Stone.
All right, one sec. I'm going to change an audio setting and it's going to mute us for a second. I just want to try something. I'm going to try it. And it should be working now.
Hello.
We'll see. I don't know if it'll be choppy and crackly and poppy, but we'll see.
Hopefully no.
So Tiber says, and I sort of agree with him. While the Allied racist starting zones are a bit of a letdown, it's better than the long racial starting areas that Warg and Goblins and Pandas have. Yes. I think they could have done a little something.
They could have
just have
it.
Like two or three quests, man, you know? Not just one quest, portal, go. Yeah. And I get that, you know, they're trying to make it as efficient as they can, but, you know, for it just kind of I think, you know, just a couple quests. A couple quests like in their little starting area. Yeah. Like, because everybody has a little starting area, but you don't have anything. It's just like one quest.
Yeah, I mean, they could have mentioned that this area by Philistra's estate where, you know, they have their hold. They could have some, like the troll training area. You know, they have a little island and they do some exercises and then they send you off to you know, the village. Yeah. Sentient village. A little so something.
Five times. So then,
a little reward, you know?
How did you turn, yeah. Yeah, it is just, I agree. Interesting, but.
Interesting.
I still hear crackling, but we'll just deal with it. So for folks listening on the podcast, the crackling is a thing, and I don't know why. The next step is to
wipe
my hard drive and reinstall Windows. And I don't know if I want to do that or not.
Lita and I made the same face.
Yeah.
Hang on, I've got to watch the playback because I was like, all I thought was, nice, well done.
So things happened for me this week, and I'm gonna start out on a high note. My pacifist got to level 21, which I was like, I don't know, I think it was 17 last week, and really at this point, past 10, it's a completely different game. It just is. But and honestly, it's just cooking and fishing and Tinkertown farming. So just getting mining and herb nodes and it's funny, the rare rabbit was level 20 when I was level 20. However, the wolf timber was level 22. Yeah. So I'm just keeping an eye on those two rares because the other rare that's there, there's like a little gnome dude, he doesn't go higher than 3 or 4. Like he's really low. So
I've noticed the number of the rares are like 2 levels above whatever you are.
Yeah, and that's why I was kind of like confused where, well, if that rabbit's only 20 and I'm 20, why isn't it going up to 22? But then the timber wolf did. I don't know.
The rabbit's just a friendly little bunny. I just want to be too scared.
Fair helped me out a bit because I had no idea about rest XP and how it affected archaeology. Yeah, they do sound muffly. I'm going to go back to the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you sound more crisp. It's just that WDM has more crackling, I found. Anyways, okay, so I decided not to do any Archie dig sites because apparently Archie dig sites will eat up your rest XP. And I'm like, no. And all of my dig sites are in danger zones, so like high level zones. And I'm like, nope.
I used to do some digging with my pacifist. I haven't done digging in a while. I just had too many running, screaming through the field, hoping they wouldn't get me.
Yeah.
Speaking of hoping they wouldn't get me, I have to throw in that a couple times on my challenge, my contest dune, I couldn't even see the health on her bar anymore.
Wow.
But I escaped 2 times. The red was flashing. I was like, I have no green left. But I got away. Carry on, sorry.
Speaking of flashing red, so stuff happened last night. Things were going well, and this week I decided, okay, I'm 112. I'm gonna go take the plunge, and I'm going into Boralus. So I saw the boat, and the boat just sits there, like the boat just sits off on the sea. And I'm like, like, is it bugged? Like, what's going on? And then when it reappears on the other side for it to come in, that's when the other boat goes away. I'm like, huh? Like, is this thing bugged or what? So I was a little bit, I had high nerves going onto the boat because I was like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to die because of the boat.
You're going to drown at sea.
Yeah. So, so I mounted on my Strider just in case so that, you know,
thinking
because I figured at least I wouldn't be swimming and then I could potentially hearth out before my fatigue bar wore off, if that was a thing. I don't know. So I did a handful of quests for Tyrgar Sound, and I will tell you that is the most most nervous I've ever been. Like, very, 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 very nerve-wracking. On the edge of my seat, look at camera this way, that way. I was streaming the other day, and I was like, you know what? I had to say sorry to everybody that was there with me because I'm constantly looking around, round and round and round, and I'm thinking, you know, people are going to be watching and getting sick because it's just, you know, all over the place, right?
I'm picturing John Belushi in Animal House, like running over here and then running over here.
Yeah, it was, it's just, you know, to make sure that everything's okay, because I can only fight one thing per, sorry, I can only fight one mob at a time. And it's just trying to pick and choose my battles. So I hit level 112, level 113 actually. And then I was like, okay, so I got, I actually found one chest that gave 16,000 experience on stream. I found two more. So not all of them will give you XP, but, you know, if you can get them, I would strongly advise you try to get it. Please, please do, because that's free quest XP. So basically 16,000 at the time, it was 16.6, and that's how much I was getting from a quest. I did the Norwington Estate quests, and I guess, yeah, you guys won't know because you're Horde. You're filthy, filthy Horde. So
I have half my Tunes Reliance. I've only gotten a Horde up there.
I'm just going to say that there's things that happen and that you need to mount up. And you know me and mounting up and doing quests, right? You know, that's how I lost my level 82. Is that I was like, no, I can do this. I don't need, you know, to mount up. And I almost died. And I'm running and running and running and running. And finally the dang thing leashed. And the leash, I feel, is longer now. Yeah. I feel like they've increased its leashing range. And, you know, for better or worse, it's different. Then I found a spot that's really good for grinding kills. And I'm like, oh, I was just killing stuff. I had a nice route around and around, bless you. And, and, sorry, I hit level 113 there when I was doing my grind because I was just killing stuff. And there are some mobs that give like 1700 XP. And I'm thinking, okay, so I can do a mix of coming back here for killing and doing some quests, and I should be okay. All of a sudden, the server sharded. And that's sharded, not the other word. And I was surrounded by mobs, and I'm like, wow. Nothing attacked me, so I'm like, okay, so I'm okay. So I started to work my way back out, and after about 15 minutes, I was killing one thing, right? And and it sharded again. About 10, 15 minutes like after the first time, but there are no other players around, and I get that, you know, they want you to play with other players, but RP realms are supposed to have low cases of sharding, even though it does happen. So I had two in that short span. This time, however, I had a problem because when it sharded, I got sharded where there were two wolves, one other mob, and I feigned death because I was like, oh my god, I just feigned death, right? One of them ran away, the other two were like, yeah, right, buddy, and just instant death, dead. I was just so fast, I couldn't do anything else, and I was like, okay. And suddenly, like, I had a physical change happen where I suddenly felt cool. Just all of a sudden, I felt this wash of coolness go over me, and I'm like, okay, well, I mean, what are you gonna do, right? So I'm like, you can't back up a death.
Wow.
But yeah, it's like, you know, I'm like, you know, the sharding thing, it bugs me because, you know, I can avoid it, right?
Yeah.
So I should have been able to not die by avoiding the areas where I know things spawn, right? So but as you're moving around, it's kind of difficult in this spot to kind of get from place to place without kind of going over those spots. So like I feel like this death, you know, as much as I want to blame the sharding, I can't really blame it so much in that I kind of feel like maybe I was too complacent in that there wasn't going to be a shard. Maybe I should have known that after the first one, I should have been like, okay, done. Whatever. Because stuff is going on. And then the other thing I could have done is just, you know, like just avoid where these mobs spawn, right? And then I would have been somewhat okay.
Yeah.
So, but I feel I basically locked my character XP. I'm not going to use this character. I might use it for scouting, but I don't want the character to gain any more experience. And I'm not going to delete this one because this one, you know, it actually made it to 110. So I'm going to keep it like my trophy, and that's it. So onward and upward. I will say that based on what I saw, I think 120 is doable. You just need to pick and choose your quests and do a little bit of grinding. And I think for me, that's how I did it in Legion. I did my world. I did world quest, picked and choose, you know, and found a spot that was safe and kill things, wait, kill more, wait again, you know, just be safe and grind.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's funny, you know, I'm looking at the Honored Dead and there's three of us up there. There's three of us at 113. So it's like, man, that's rough. That's rough.
Yeah.
But I think
we can say we for everyone, I think, feels for both of you because, you know, that's, you both had a rough week. But again,
yes, but we've touched the heights of glory.
Certainly have. Mind you, I was slightly concerned. I figured that Stone may have been in the fetal position when I was like, I'm here.
No.
I'm really pleased.
I don't know.
You're not.
It's really weird. I mean, it was almost like a wave of being relaxed. Just nice. It's so weird. Wow. I don't know how else to describe it, but I was just like, you know,
it's just a wave of acceptance.
It's, you know, things happen. They do. But again, from learning from the death that we learned, so at least all of us can go, okay, so what happened to you, we take on board. Like we can take on board and be mindful of our tunes no matter where we are, for the same thing. So, you know, through you, we learn something. And I think that's...
Had you taken another tune into that area at all? Or were you just out there in virgin territory with a challenge tune?
Oh, no, I've got a max level. I do all the world quests every day kind of deal. And so I know kind of what to expect. This area, at first, I was kind of thinking, I don't know. And then when I began my route, I noticed the pattern of how things spawn. And I was like, oh, okay, so we're okay. I just need to be careful of certain things, and which I was. And that stuff didn't kill me. I think Nisi might have hit it here. It's like a weight of anxiety lifting, because I will tell you, every second of that, I'm stressed out. Yeah. Stressed out. Because Boralus is, I mean, well, all those zones, like, it's no joke, right? So.
Yeah. So that's why I took my 22 pacifists riding around. Whee!
You can do it. I think you can.
She was out there for like 20 minutes, too.
So, you know, for all of the people that have made it into the 110s, 111s, 112s and died there, you know, I'm going to raise a little beer and, you know, dink. And I salute you. And, you know, better luck next time. And that's a nice mug. Did you just get that?
I got it on my trip to the Cape earlier this summer.
I was looking at.
But I was just thinking, my toast is from Buffy with Giles and Spike. You know, for those who have hit the above 110, we happy few, we band of buggered.
That's good. That is very, very good. I like that. And yes, Stone, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So that was my week.
Week.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, considering that we were both on when it happened last night.
We were the only ones in the guild that were on. I know. And it was funny.
I was surprised. Because
it's like there's somebody else on.
And you said, what did you say? I just died.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just doing my little thing. I'm going on my way. And then I read, you know, nothing. I don't think anything had come up for a little while. And then when the green comes up and I look, and then I went, and I was like, no. And I'm sitting there because I honestly thought, because if it was me, I'd probably be, I'm done, log off. But no, he didn't. He was. You were there for it, and I was like, okay, he's still on. I thought maybe he flipped table.
No,
maybe
he's
pacing up and down. So I had all these visions, and I didn't want to say too much. I was like, well, what do I say? I said I'm so sorry. Like, but it was. I was like, I can't say anything else other than that, because, you know, again, like when I heard of Rogue Slayer, when I heard that Verdant Sand died, it was like,
just don't tell me thoughts and prayers, because that will just drive me nuts. I'll tell you, I was last night before I logged, I was actually looking through my character's bags to see, you know. I'm gonna send some off to my auction house soon.
The thing you can say is, have you got enough gold on that tune that you could go and get yourself a WoW token?
No, I had 54,000 gold, which is still okay, but I mean, is, you know, kind of makes me a little sad, because now that gold is kind of stuck on that realm because I don't have a whole lot of characters on that realm. It's like, man, so I'm just gonna.
I know.
Have to.
People so on
gonna
that
have
realm.
To make more gonna have to...
that, you know, that could WoW token.
Wow.
Good.
Oh, really?
Random people
just saying,
I see.
Yeah, anyway, just saying, if you're not gonna, you know, if you don't want, there are people that are always happy to take donations.
I have a comment, but I don't think it's appropriate, so we're just gonna move on. Lita, What did you do this week?
Well, before I get into my challenge tune, I've got a little confession to and something to show you. So I did do something this week.
Yeah.
And can we see it? I had sorted not one, but two.
Hello.
So found something, yeah. Cute. Very happy nice. Mugs. Because why not? But not only that, and now I'm going to have to stand up. I'm going to go back a bit.
We're not that kind of stream.
I'm not doing it. You've got to see the top. Can you see
it's
the
very
top?
Very nice. Yeah,
oh, like I can see the top there. Part behind the avatar. Yep.
Can you see the bottom? So I got this organized for a particular thing that's coming up. Okay. So I've got that. And I've got
very nice. Wearing all your credentials.
But wait. One
There's
more.
Uh-oh.
Hang on. Okay. I don't know how far you can see.
Jesus.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Nice.
What's it say?
Little zone.
Booyah.
So for the folks that only listen and don't watch, I think you need to describe.
Okay.
What so, you got going on there?
So I ordered a T-shirt. I was going to get it through the store, and it ended up being way expensive. So I looked in Australia to see, well, could I get something done here in Australia? And sure enough, I could. So I decided to get a shirt because Stone and I will be in BlizzCon in like 7 weeks, which is very expensive.
Yep.
So I got the WoW Challenges logo plus behind the avatar, which is mine, put on because we're going to be a little busy at BlizzCon doing some stuff. And while I'm doing it, I thought, you know, it said, well, you could put something on the back. And I thought, well, if I've got the logos on the front, I don't really need the logos on the back. What can I put on the back? That just seems very me appropriate. So I figured I would get the map of Loch Modan with Leader Zone, which is what I refer to it and some others refer to it as across the back. So that's what I did. That's why I wanted a picture of Loch Modan on Twitter the other day. So I have got my BlizzCon shirt ready. And I just thought it was quite well, as well as I've got my WoW Challenges coffee mug because, you know, they say, well, do you want anything else? And I was like, hell
really?
Yeah. More coffee mugs. Let's get a WoW Challenges.
I need
one.
More coffee mugs.
Let's get a behind the avatar one. So,
we have too many coffee mugs here.
never have enough coffee cups. So I was able to get that. And so I'm already. So I had to share that with you because I was like, sweet. So I'm all good. I'm all ready for our stuff at BlizzCon Stone. We're set. So
don't know what you're talking about.
We just got just hanging out, you know, doing stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. Anyway, but I did get to play my contest tune this week. So. It was good. So Jade Leta, who was my Void Elf Warlock, so she hit 34 last night, and I finished up Wetlands and headed into Duskwood. So that's where she is at the moment. And yeah, I don't think I had too many problems with her really. It was quite okay. So I'm really liking the Void Elf Warlock. I've only just made it in, so I haven't started. I've picked up all the quests and I'll go do the, you know, the spiders and the wolves and the worgens and all of that stuff. So, but I will be very careful again, very careful of certain places and make sure that we can do that. So I haven't taken, I'm just trying to think. I haven't taken a green through there for a little while. So, cause my other green that I've got, my green hunter, she's 36 and she's actually must have just hit Duskwood as well. Cause when I looked at her last night, I'm like, they're pretty much standing in exactly the same spot in the inn. Like I logged into one and I'm like, oh, that's right, I'm in Duskwood. And I, you know, I'm looking in the inn and I'm like, oh yeah. And then I log into the Warlock and I'm like, really?
Wait, I was just here.
Standing in exactly the same spot, which I had to chuckle at myself because when then I look at my other toons, I don't know if you guys do this, but I look at my other toons. There used to be a spot in Ogrimmar, every single one of my toons. So back before, like, you know, back before all the expansions, there is one spot in Ogrimmar, and I would log out every single toon in that spot. Hmm. And even if I go back to Ogrimmar, I will go back to leader's spot in Ogrimmar, and I will log out my toons. When I'm in the new zones, the same thing. I'm like, I must just subconsciously just be like this spot. And then when I log on to, oh, it's the same thing. I'm like in exactly the same spot. So I don't know if it's an unconscious OCD thing, but I had to laugh at myself because I'm like, hang on, which didn't I just, oh yes, I am on my Warlock. Oh, I logged out exactly the same spot. That's hilarious. So yeah, so I'm really happy that I won this one, Stone. Just saying. That was it. Well, it doesn't often happen, so I have to.
Well, it's happening more often than lately. I think you're on like 3 in a row.
Wow.
I think.
Really? I don't know. That seems a bit weird, but anyway, we will see. So yeah, but I mean it was good. I really enjoyed it. I will keep her going and we'll see how it goes with that. And it's been good. So it's just finding the time in between everything else. That's all it is. It's like, do I need to, you know, what do I want to do, where do I want to focus my playing? And it's a little bit all over the place at the moment because there's so much that I want to do. So yeah, but no, it's been a good week. So I've enjoyed it.
Awesome.
That's it. Yeah, that's all I've done. I didn't kill any irons or bloodthirsty, so at least that's a plus. So yeah, so I've got to get back into the bloodthirsty. I looked at my warrior and I'm like, no, not yet. So I'm like, at least I've had, you know, I had a okay week, so we'll see how we go. On the positive side, I was quite enjoying it. I find the green to be quite strong.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the other classes. The hunter, I found it to be quite strong. The warlock, I found to be quite strong. So I don't know what else was up on the table. I think warrior and priest. So, you know, it's interesting to see once we get to the contest to see how that other people were doing. But, yeah, I've really enjoyed it on that. So we'll see. And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, I died the first day. And we talked about this last week, right? And then I did re-roll, you know, it just to re-roll and do my thing, right? Even though it doesn't matter if I got higher than you, which I didn't, you would still have won because that's our little mini contest.
That's L. Yeah, that's L.
Okay, so let's play the bumper and then we'll just get into the next part because I'm looking at the results right now.
Okay.
Breaking now, news from the world of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
That's funny, Rogue Slayer. That sounds like you. So, contest is over. The job actually worked okay. It was just a timing thing. So I'll work better. I'll look at that a little bit better to see if we can not have any gap as far as when the job is done and all that stuff. So, man, somebody bumped me out of the top 10. Man.
Oh.
That's so disappointing. Man.
Bummer.
Man. I was in the top 10 and somebody leapfrogged, looks like Froggy and myself.
Fitting.
And yeah. Man, I think it was Two Frog that leapfrogged us. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And bumped me out. Thanks. Mm. Thanks a lot. Okay, so the prize again is either a BlizzCon virtual ticket or 3 months of WoW game time. How did we do this last time? Did we like go opposite order? Yeah, sure. Okay, so number 10, Grassy Frog, played a paladin. Number 9, Jade Lita.
Woo!
Congratulations.
I made it to the top 10. Wow. Okay.
Nice.
Number 8, Vertilis. Number 7, Dark Verdant. Number 6, Magrat. Number 7, Tizana. Number 4, Linamun. Number 3, Kargling. Number 2, Paradin. Woo, he was really low.
Gosh.
Well, not like really low, but level wise. He was earlier than 59. Like he was lower than 59 for sure. Okay, yeah. And number 1 is our winner, Thelani. So we'll be contacting you by your email address. Congratulations. You can pick whichever one you want. If we don't get basically, you know, I keep email addresses until we can distribute the prize, and then once the prize is gone, then I delete all the email addresses. Basically we'll give them a couple weeks or so. So we might contact the next person down. Going forward, Stir actually is offering up a prize for our next contest, and it could be for the people that don't place first. So the people that place second to 10th. And it would be a random thing. And instead of like being like one ticket per spot, I think I would make it the higher you are, the more tickets you kind of get. So if you were ranked second, you would get more tickets than the person ranked third, who gets more than the person ranked fourth, blah, 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 all the way down. So if we were to do it in reverse order, Grassy Frog, let's just say, would get one ticket, Jay Lita would get two, and so on and so forth, where Paradin would get 9 for the drawing of this other prize, so that the higher you are, the better chance that you have to win this extra prize.
Yeah.
However, even the person at 10th could potentially still win. It would be a 1 in... you know, 9 plus 8 plus 7, blah, 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 all the way down. What is that?
Yeah.
Somebody should know. No. I thought somebody would know, like, really quick, be like, oh, that's, like, 72. I think it's, like, 43? 36 or something like that.
There you go.
43 sounds good. So, you know, thank you all for joining while I pick my ear. Sorry.
And I have to say that the winner, it wasn't a squeaker either.
No.
At least the last time I looked earlier before and the show. They had a good buffer.
Yeah, they jumped out. And I'm pretty sure that this is the same person that won the last one. So going forward, you know, maybe you guys need to pick it up. Just saying. If you You guys want to make sure you win that first place prize.
I only created a freaking tune like 2.5 days ago.
Pressure.
I'll be honest.
I think my lesson is don't ignore the current expansion.
Well, no, I mean, I'll be honest. I think we both kind of felt that more people would have allied races.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know,
good motivation.
And that's, awesome. You know, it's okay that you don't. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, we weren't going to change our rules like after the first day. But, you know, going forward, I don't know if we would do allied races again unless it's like later on down the road. So I can tell you safely, I think everybody could know this, is that when we do a contest again, it's probably like the next one's probably not going to be allied races. I think that would be a safe bet.
There's probably a good chance.
A good chance. I don't know. Like pretty good.
Yeah. Just, you know.
I would put money on that.
Have to wait and see. Because anything could happen. You know, there is that chance that it probably won't be. So, but again, we appreciate everyone who's taken the time to give the contest a go. So thank you guys. And obviously, yeah, it was a smaller spectrum compared to what it was, but for the everyone that took part, we do really appreciate. And there will be more contests, so you know there are other things. A contest's not going to be for everyone, so just please, you know, remember that every time we make one doesn't mean it's going to be your cup of tea, you can, or cup of coffee. Sometimes you just got to go, yeah, I'm not, won't be able to do it, or whichever. So don't worry, we do a few contests, so you never know what might come next. Who knows?
Anything maybe it's going to be a pet battle contest now that I can track that stuff.
Anything's possible.
Yep. So
I haven't done pet battles in years.
Stuck in pet battles. But topic. So a little bit of a topic I like to discuss a little bit is, you know, like there was discussion about resetting the list and all this and that. And like, I mean, I didn't want to, you know, pop in and be like, oh, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, I did eventually come in to say, you know, I don't think I would ever reset the list. However, from the discussions that were there, you know, it kind of made me start thinking, you know, well, people want a resetted kind of list, you know, and so we're going to add in a filter so people can filter out old irons versus 735 versus 8.0, blah, blah, blah. However, you know, I think, you know, what, like something that we don't do is seasons. Right. So when you think of like D3 or Overwatch, you know, I think there's a few other games that do like a season where you go create a character and try to level them up as far as you can. And then it becomes like your normal character. So,
yeah,
but it would be like a mini list and we'd say, hey, we're going to do season one and anybody. And if you make your top blah, 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 X, Y, Z, then, you know, that will be set. Okay. And then when the end of the season's over, then we go on to season two. And if you want to re-roll, fine. If not, you will not be added onto season two. However, you still would have a chance to get to the top, whatever. I don't know. I really don't know what this kind of looks like. I kind of have a rough kind of thought. I don't know if it would be something that I would make something hands off where you would know from January 1st to April 30th is one season. And it would flip over to like from May 1st to August 31st would be season two. And September 1 to December 31st would be season 3, or make it every 3 months. I don't know. Fair. Yeah, I would think, yeah, yes, the main list is never going to go away, and the people that get added by season would still be on a main list. It's just It's just kind of like a leveling contest, but we're not going to do a prize unless somebody really wants to sponsor it or something. I'm just saying, you know, but like the thought is that this would be a, hey, who can level up the most in this span of time? Whoop, hit the mic. That is a baby. So it does kind of sound like contests, but contests, I kind of like to keep focused to like 2 weeks and have a prize and have a theme. Whereas a season, I kind of feel like maybe it doesn't have a theme. Right. Yeah. And it's just, a thing to say, you know, who can reach first place for season one. I really don't know. But you know, if you have opinions on it, I'd really like to know, because, you know, as much as, you know, I could make things that are interesting to me, that's not really what we want to do here. It's, we want to make what's interesting to everybody as a whole, right? Sure. Yeah, I don't know. What have you ever played any D3 or, like, I know, Lita, you don't do any Overwatch, right? So, but do you know, like, the concept of seasons and stuff like that through those?
I think I've got 2 D3 characters. I mean, I just always struggled. That's why I play WoW, because every other game I struggle with. So I don't worry about it. So I understand that, you know, what you're talking about. For me, I kind of like, it's not something I care about. But I understand that for other people, it might be something that they care about. But at this stage, I don't care about classing my tunes as seasons. I'm like, So.
The way that I thought about it was that you wouldn't even mark it as a season character. It's just any character that got added to the list in that level 10 to 20 range will just be on the season list, and we track it like that. So it wouldn't be a thing like, oh, well, you have to pick that. I mean, we could kind of theme it if we really wanted to, but I don't know. But, you know, I kind of think it wouldn't be a, hey, I want to be a part of this. It would just be a, hey, let's look at this snapshot of all of the characters leveling in this time period and make that list. And then at the end of that time period, we're going to go on to the next time period. And anybody new there will get added onto this list.
And again, stats is always interesting. I like stats. So to me, I'm kind of like, I'm not worried about doing that. But at the same stage, I kind of, then that part of me that goes, well, I'd like to see the stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not overly like thinking, well, I need to see it, but it's like, well, if I'm there, I'm there. But on the overall, I'm still going, yeah, well, stats, you know, I like my stats, so I wouldn't mind seeing.
Rogue Slayer, before I get to you, I just want to address the two comments in chat. So Two Frog and Zyre basically saying, you know, I'd prefer it by expansion, that kind of thing. And I kind of feel like that is more of a filter on our main list. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, to say, I don't care about characters that were created before. I want to only see characters that were created as of patch this, you know? And that's something that I have on my list of things to do. And that's why I didn't want to do a reset, because like the, you know, thing is that we don't know when Blizzard will do a big change. We assume it will be every expansion, because so far with Legion and BFA, it has been that way. However, Warlords, while we did have a squish, I kind of feel it wasn't as big of a play style change. It was a just get used to the new numbers. So that kind of thing feels more like a filter, but I'm not dismissing it. So that just, you know, that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just trying to tell you how I feel kind of about how I think that would work. Rogue Slayer, do you do any season stuff at all? Like in any games?
No, but it sounds interesting. It does sound interesting. You know, because then you could see, you know, each season you'd have a new chance to try to get to the top, you know?
Yeah.
Like you've got the broad spectrum of every tune that's ever been created for, you know, Iron Challenges. And then you've got within that the smaller... Yeah. Of, hey, well, I'm going to make, you know, my tune now and go for this expansion, even though you end up on both lists as such, because you filter it to this expansion, it'll show the current stuff, but in the broad spectrum, it shows everyone and where you are.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. So again,
so Saya like has another... comment about, like, you know, yeah, I get getting to level 100 was easier on 730 versus 735. So, you know, maybe while we, you know, maybe I was throwing it out, maybe we have it like set time periods. Maybe it's not a set time period. Maybe it's 3 months or until we see a patch. Maybe season one is patch 8.0. I'm just saying, and then season two is 8.1 or 8.2. Whenever we see a bigger patch. Yeah, that's my kid going to the bathroom. I really need a podcast room. I really, really need a podcast room.
Like, I kinda like really. The idea of the seasons being sort of a set time period. That same time period, because whatever patch comes, it's going to come to everybody. You know what I mean? But if you make the seasons a certain time period, it gives everyone an expectation of, okay, this season's going to last that long. I'm going to skip this one. I'll do that next one, you know?
Yeah. And that was my thought was that, you know, it's nothing that's like an arbitrary or like somebody else made that call. It's a, this is how it's going to be. However, that kind of overlaps, right? So, no, it's but then you could easily say, hey, you know, in season three, when we hit patch 8.3, when irons all of a sudden were forced to have talents, just throwing it out there, because I don't put anything past Blizzard at this point, you know, anything can happen. So, you know, then you could say, well, I don't care about season one because we know season one was like pre-talent. Yeah. So we need to have a lot more discussions. Like this is not a thing that can be done, tomorrow. But I'd definitely like to hear, you know, I really like hearing all the feedback for it for sure.
Just throw it out there and see how it goes. That's what I say.
Have you seen
a little video of this is what overthinking looks like? It's the little tiny pony, and he's standing in the door of his stall, his little shed, and he's standing there, and he's looking down, and he's gonna step like this big, you know? Yeah. And he's looking, and then finally he's like, "Jah!" And he jumps off his, you know, 3-inch step. That's what overthinking looks like. Just put it out there.
You know, I don't know. Anyways, this is why I was good at my job. Overthink the heck out of everything. So, okay. So the last piece of news, which is not really news, is that apparently the moon Europa, the northern pole, is really cold and. People don't know why, because it shouldn't be as cold as it is, because it does get light. It does get radiation from Jupiter. However, it's still kind of cold. And, you know, and I know it's not World of Warcraft news, but I'm just, you know.
Okay.
Just it's a world.
Just, you know, I'm just it's throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. I just saw that and yep. I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where all the challenge tunes go when they die. So they're warming it up.
Well, they're not doing a good job because if that North Pole is super cold, you know.
That's true.
Well, they are dead, so it's kind of hard. They're trying to warm it up.
We have to torch them. Okay, I'm done my spiel.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get onto the state of the challenges for this week then. So, Rogue Slayer, Irons.
For Irons, we have at 10, Jangluur at 44. 9, Iron Tana, also at 44. Number 8, Big Bad Bill, 48 RIP. Number 7, Female, 51. 6, Lucy Lynn, level 60 RIP. Well, that's poo. 5, Ashes Irony, 99, RIP. He's noticing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Well, number 4, Outroguester, 112, RIP. Number 3, Zimcor, 113, RIP. Number 2, Asiloon, 113, RIP. And number 1 on the iron list, Lysanne, 114, and going.
It's still alive.
Oh my.
That's a lot of rips going on.
Yeah,
there.
I think this is the first time we've had more people dying than not. And Stir, I didn't know Stir lost his level 112. I remember he lost his level 113. But that was last week, so now it's like 112. So I was like, man, running around as melee in those zones, I don't know. I don't see it, but, you know, go for it. Just because things hit hard. Hard.
Yeah. Odd.
So sorry for everybody.
Everyone, that's amazing, but you know.
But well done getting there. That's
amazing.
The fans are 114. Whew. Awesome. Well done. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's have a look at blood. So, 10, we've got Hicks at 26. Number 9 is Fivevengers at 29. You got it right. Okay.
Hey.
Number 8 is FiveGrinderQ. At 30, I probably messed that one up. Sorry. Number 7 is a Blood Thief at 30. 6 is 5 Toll Josso at 34. 5, look at that. 5 Victorious at 35. Look at that. 5, 5, 5. Nice. Okay, number 4 is 5 Bones at 37.
Jesus.
There's a theme. I swear there's a theme.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Five Rush at 46. Six. How many did you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, number 2 is Soul Shield at 96. And number 1 is Sold My Soul at 113.
Very nice.
Wow.
What happened? She must
have. I feel like woo. 5 is like, no, I want to be the queen of the bloodthirsties. So he's like, yep.
Nice. Well done, guys. All right. So, Pacifist, Rogue Slayer. Right.
So, Pacifist, 10, Warlight, 26. 9, Caleonia, 36. Number 8, Z-Pasters, at 37. At 7, Herminator. Herminator. 52. At 6, Peaceful, 52. At 5, Ferakessa. 54. 4, Moonspiker, 63. At 3 is 5 Pride at 70. Number 2, Gentle Soul at 77. And number 1, Ferillion at 115.
Jeebus.
Go fair.
Very nice, fair.
Well done. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Passies, you guys. Wow. Okay. tins. Let's have a look at, oh, Erzberg. Erzberg at 15. Yesen at 25. Lucia Lin at 61 and Ziabo at 102. Not much tin love this week. Oh. Interesting. Funny about that. Okay. Greens. Who have we got? Rogue's Lair.
Okay. Greens at number 10, Sana, 46. At 9, Bitey Crockett, 49. At 8, Jade Brittle, 55 RIP. 7, Parodin, 57. At 6, Kermit, 57 RIP. 5, Linnemann, 59. Number 4 is Thelani at 71. 3, Zaya Green at 79. 2 is Vertiglory at 81. And number 1, Farrigreen at 101. Nice.
Wow, Farrigreen is back at 101. My gosh.
Yeah.
Greens make it a completely different thing, right? This is not good. Yeah. There we go. That's better. Cheapest. Okay. Sorry. I had a screen snafu. So you guys are off the screen for a little bit. It's okay. Yay. Okay, so we've got teams. We've got two teams and two blood teams. Two iron teams, two blood teams. Number 2, Happy Little Accidents. level 23. I just, you know. Okay. Anyways, I'm making an inappropriate joke. So, number 1, Team Puppets Revenge, level 26. Very nice. For blood teams, we've got Five Finger Death Taco, level 28, and Combo Taco 5 at level 33.
Nice.
There's a third blood team. I don't know. Bo. Well, there is a third blood team, but it didn't show up on the list.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Mm. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah. Oh.
Do you want to talk?
It's the. No. It's the ambiguously five taco duo. And if anybody knows what that's a reference to, say it in chat right now, because I love that cartoon on SNL. It's fun stuff. Ace and Gary? No. Stephen Colbert. No, I'm thinking of Ace and Gary on SNL. And you just go look that up on YouTube. Oh, Stephen Colbert voiced Ace? Man, I had no idea. We're learning lots of things. Okay, chit-chat. Well, we are kind of doing chit-chat, so let me just...
This just in. It's chit-chat!
Hey, that's you again.
Nice. Yes. All right. So this is where we get you guys to that you can send in your questions, tips, tricks, and all those kinds of things. So first one, we've got Rogue Slayer. Can you take this one?
Yep. We have Azzy's pun. If you're attracted to trolls or shamans, does that make you hexerosexual?
Hey-o. That's good. Oh. You know,
okay.
Like the old hex.
Yeah. It took me a minute. Yeah. Man. Okay. Got it.
Moving on.
Next one. Okay. All right. So this was from Discord, I think, from Influence. Stone. Is there a way to track if someone completed an Iron Man with war mode on? I would like to attempt an Iron Man with war mode, but other than streaming the whole thing, I'm not sure if it's provable.
Correct.
There is no track for war mode.
You can't track it, which is why we had made the decision to allow it, because if we did not allow it, and made it a honor thing, I can guarantee you 100% you're going to start having finger pointing. So, and also the fact that it's a very big risk versus reward thing, it wasn't a stretch to allow it. So, but like, otherwise, no, but yeah, if you want to do it, go for it. But you know, there's no way that we can, you know, verify that. We're not going to watch videos. We don't watch videos of people dying to bugs and then say that, oh, well, I died to a bug, so that's okay, you know. But stream would be troll bait. Yeah. And Periton's like, that's a 10 minute stream.
Like you're opening, if you're streaming it, you're kind of opening up to people. Hey, come find me. Like, good luck. If you're going to do it, absolutely. Good luck.
I think it was Ill I that was saying that he had rolled a new character and went into Northshire and turned on war mode just, you know, to give it a shot, and somebody was there.
Yep.
And they camped him, and dad.
Yeah.
And he's
right.
Like, yep.
Someone pounced on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you think.
Oh, look at the new tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the contest, he said. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want to go for it, go for it. But you know, there is no way to prove other than you say that you did, and if you do it, grats, because that's huge. Just we can't be like, oh, he's the first one because he says that he was, or she, they.
But good luck.
Good luck.
Right.
Yes.
You're crazy. That's all I'm saying. You'd be crazy, but you know, if you do it.
Can you imagine if I was level 113 and I had my war mode on and I got killed by another player?
But it's not just
like
that.
You know,
it may not even be one player.
Yeah.
Like when I'm questing on my normal tune, there are so many alliance around at particular times that if I was in war mode, like you could just see them get and like it's not necessarily one. All it takes is, you know, a group of three, or someone's teamed up to go kill a world boss, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, yeah, this little sucker over here. I mean, I know you've got to go back, but I'm seeing a lot of people with war mode turned on in normal.
Yeah,
and just it for me, it doesn't interest me. But if it's something that interests you, try it.
Try
good
it.
Luck. You know, good luck. That's all I say. Anyway, Rogue Slayer.
Next. All right, from Dave the Hunter. Life lessons learned. Hospitality is the art of making guests feel like they're at home when you wish they were.
Very true. Yeah. Yeah. Good one. I like that one. Thank you, Eli. I really like that. That is so true. Okay. Anything from the chat room?
Well, Elby,
aren't streaming, I would say it is almost impossible. You can't even hide with stealth anymore. Demon hunters will find you.
Yeah. I really feel like the 10% boost is not worth it. That's my personal opinion of it. Because sure, you get 10% the whole way through, but you die once and you're done, and the death can happen really quickly, and you have zero chance.
I was having a chat with one of the guys the other night about he's been playing the world quest and everything. He has war mode on, and you get your bonus rep, like for his normal tune. So get bonus gold, bonus in your gear, bonus rep, bonus stuff. And as I said to him, I don't, like, I am not a PvP-er. There has been times, yes, I have been PvPing, but on the whole, not. I would rather poke my eye out with a rusty nail. Like, seriously. but each to their own. And then he wanted to groove pop, and I'm like, I'm not turning the raw mode on, so bugger off. Like, it's either you turn yours off, because this is what I'm doing. So, yeah, it just was quite funny. Like, some people enjoy that kind of thing, others don't. If that's what you enjoy, good luck. Yeah. That's all I say. Good luck if you can do it.
I did just a regular old PvP challenge to an Ironman once. I made it into Stone Talon Mountains before I got totally assaulted and waylaid by a rogue.
I was going to say, you got, someone dropped down on you, didn't they?
They just popped out of nowhere. But I mean, I was in my 40s, I think. Druid?
Is it Druid that you had?
I think it was. Very
good. Night elf Druid. No, I remember that story. Yeah. I remember. We were all really like, go Rogue Slayer. Do you want a PvP server? Are you mad? Like, go Rogue Slayer. Yeah. Hilarious. Oh, anyway. Periton, would you ever do a bloodthirsty pacifist contest? We have done a bloodthirsty.
We've done bloodthirsty.
Who won that one? Darn. Who won that? Just saying.
Anyways. So, you know,
that was me. Anyway,
I don't know if I don't think a pacifist only, because I think even more so now, because there's such a big, issue, even getting up to level 5. Like, you have to go and explore all over the place. It's crazy.
Pacifist slow.
But 5 kind of has a good point. I'd like to see Bloodthirsty versus Pacifist. You know, that would be interesting. That would be interesting to do. To see, you know, because Pacifist can level up pretty quickly once they get up that high. And then Bloodthirsty is kind of start to slow down when they get higher. So that would be interesting. That would actually be I'm gonna hold on.
Here's your grinding.
Yeah. I gotta put this nope, don't boot that on that screen. that would not be good. Actually it doesn't matter, they're just YouTube tags, but versus pacifist contest. That would be very interesting to do. Be very interesting to see.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so here's where we thank you, the Iron Elite, for helping support the show financially. To help me pay the server bills, either one way or another, through either prizes and stuff. And I do put kind of time limits and stuff so that... Anyways, I just do. I might change it again. I don't know. It's pretty fluid. We do have somebody new this week. Thank you very, very much to Chris W. for joining our Iron Elite. Thank you very, very much. Like I said, you know, if you ever need to drop, it's like for anyone, it's okay. Life happens. Completely understand. Thank you to our Iron Elite for supporting us. Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Boson, Chupa, Crystal Free to Play, LB Fair, Five Iron, Fuzzy, Sparkspan, Grand Negus, LICTR, Iron T-Win, Cashbringer, Chris W, an Anonymous Koala, Never Died, O Canada, Periton, Razorus, Rude de Bruin, Soylent Greener, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zortz, who comes in at the level 2 Twitch sub. And actually, that's another thing I wanted to say, just as a reminder for folks, in order, like we do have extra stuff in Discord, but you have to either attach your Twitch account or your Patreon account. If you do it by PayPal, let me know, and I will mark your account so that you can see the stuff. But otherwise, it's on its own. It does its own thing. Wow, they're listening to something. They're watching something really funny downstairs. I don't know what it is. I wonder what it is. It could have been. I think they might be watching Mr. Bean. Carrie recently got her hands on the original shows back in the day. Yeah, and they were pretty good. They're funny. What's your name? Bane. Okay, so thank you to our mods. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Stir, Zortz, Zaya, Fair. Thank you all very, very much for doing Discord, Twitch, and we all sound like Bean. Who's changing stuff here? Oh, Lita's changing stuff in the show notes. It gets me all, you know. Well, at least you're not doing like this, like just highlighting everything like I did on my very first guest appearance with Control-Alt. Wow, I made Aprilian so mad. Okay, so because she can see the notes and I'm Control A and you know how it selects everything and then I'd stop it and then I'd do it again over and over again, so she can see it. She's like, what the hell's going on? Who is doing that? And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. She's going to kick me off. I was so afraid.
I'll never come back again.
So you can watch us live here on Twitch. We try to go 7 p.m. Eastern. I mean, generally we do, but it might be a little bit late. But we won't be early. I can guarantee you we will never be early. 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturday nights for the foreseeable future, you know, and something kind of planned for BlizzCon as well, hopefully around the same time too. So hopefully we'll have a live show then. You're bringing your mic, right? Good. So, but you can catch us live, like these fine people did. Boz, Lita, Nisi, Stir, Zort, me. Eight Rose. I don't think that's a bot. This one's a bot. Bosmatis, Chupa, bot. Captain Dolby, Crash Landing 99. Crystal Free to Play, Fair Stella. I told you, it always reminds me of getting shot down by girls. Fair LB Hi Azzy Chris. That's a bot. It says it right in its name, and if it's not, you need to change your name. Paratin, Slow Cool, Tiber, aka Tiber. Wait, no. Tiber, aka Tiber. What the? Two Padre 05, Two Frog, VNK, Virgo Praz, WoW 5 Iron 5, and Zaya. Thanks all for watching. Our next show will be Saturday, September the 15th, 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, September the 16th, 12 a.m. GMT, 1 a.m. Central European Time, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Summertime.
And
we will be joined by, I didn't put it in the notes, but I have it here. We'll be joined by Paratin next week. Yay.
Oh.
So he will be joining us again to tell us what's been happening with him since the last time he was on. Looking forward to it. He's like, you want me to make up like all these notes? I'm like, man, just come on, man. Just hang out.
Just come hang. Have a chat.
I feel bad for him because he has no idea the crap that he's going to be getting into with me. I just grab these people that are up there and I just drag them down. Drag them down. Yes, I do. That's what I do. I do it well. Rogue Slayer. See? Right. Awkward silence. See? I told you. That's what I do. I do it really well. I'm the best. Rogue Slayer, thank you very much.
Good to know your strength.
Thank you very much for coming back on.
That is true. He does know his strength. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. We really appreciate you coming to hang out with us today and for sharing your stories. So thank you for that, because again, we can live, you know, learn from your story. So we appreciate that.
Yes, there's always a lesson in my stories.
Which is, stories are always good. I like a good story, so thank you. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Yes, thank you for having me on. And I am at RogueSlayer1 on Twitter and Instagram. And I have a new blog, GoBetterBeth.com. I have been quiet for a couple weeks, but there are a few posts out there. It's just my daily trying to do life better.
Excellent. Good on you for that. Absolutely. Nice. So we'll have the information up on the website as well. So thank you. Now, don't forget, you can catch us at wowchallenges.com for the website. And there you can find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. If you want to send Stone an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com is the place to do that. You can, either of us, that's fine. Stone, where can we find you?
The email address you just gave goes to both of us. And by the way, have you been getting the emails? Like, have you seen the ones that are like, hey, are you going to come to the to the Minnesota, blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, what?
Seriously.
What the hell are you talking about?
You don't respond to your spam email, why would you then email us another
And they're replying back to them. Yeah, so it's an actual person. It's funny
to something that I never had any.
And it's not. And it's not even like a gaming convention. It's some other thing. I don't know what the heck it is.
I'm like, what? It's like, hey, I reached out to you a while ago. I haven't heard from you. I'm like, no, you haven't.
No.
That's right. Because I didn't reach out to you. Why would I respond?
Paraton's like, oh, so you got my 3 emails. Yeah. Sorry, man. you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone. Yes, yes. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we're going to do one next Friday. I've been actually up. I'm doing the notes. I've been keeping them updated with news. Yeah.
What?
Imagine that.
Crazy.
Crazy. Where can we find you, Lita?
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, where you can find me, I'm on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. And don't forget, you can find my other show, Behind the Avatar, as well. So check that out. All right. As always, we want to say a big thank you to both Mark Conan and Epic Insanity, because these guys are awesome and they did our intros and outros. So please show them some love. So Mark Conan is on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow and part of Torrent Think Tank crew over there. And Epic Insanity is at Epic_Insanity on Twitter. And his shows Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. So again, thank you, guys. We really appreciate what they've done for us and show them some love. Other than that,
we're not done yet. I got one question, and I feel like it's podcast worthy. I was watching Control Alt Wow this past week. I can't remember exactly when, but they played a clip where Rogue Slayer, you were saying that you had got your partner to play WoW, and it was the first time, and then you left, and when you left to go to work, and when you came back, you found that she actually created other characters without you, and you're like, whoa, is she still playing?
No, my wife is not a WoW player, and I did learn months later, she fessed up that when she said, hey, I think I'd like to play WoW, she actually meant to say we. But I got so excited that she didn't have the heart to tell me. She just wanted to get some exercise.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord. That is... Now, that I could totally see Jewel. Yes. Because I'm trying to remember. I remember that, but yeah, she's that is classic. I like it.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, I gotta remember to ask you on the show. And honestly, it didn't pop into my mind until Lita started to do the outro, and I'm like, oh crap.
That's hilarious. Because I could totally see Julie doing golf on the Wii or whatever.
Oh, like, yeah, she does. She's pretty good at golf on the Wii and tennis and everything. She, in golf and in real life right now, she's she has a big boot on her leg because she has severe tendonitis in her ankle. But we go back to the doctor on Tuesday, but she had to miss a big tournament, or she's going to be missing a big tournament tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Sad face for Julie.
I hope she gets better.
Yeah,
she's much better than she was.
Oh, good. That's the main thing. All right. Well, give her our thoughts and hope everything goes well Tuesday for us. So, other than that, I guess we say goodbye to the chat room. So, thank you for hanging out, chat room.
Well,
we do really chat room.
We're gonna now say goodbye to the podcast because we haven't finished yet. This is still part of the podcast.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're still doing the podcast. So again, miserations on all of those that have had a rough week. So good luck this week, guys. Other than that, so bye-bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.